Multi-wavelength study of the galactic Pavatron candidate LHAASOJ2108+5157, by S. Abe et al. LHAASOJ2108+5157 is one of the few known unidentified ultra-high energy, UHE, gamma-ray sources with no very high energy, VHE, counterpart, recently discovered by the LHAASO collaboration. We observed LHAASOJ2108+5157 in the X-ray band with XMM Newton in 2021 for a total of 3.8 hours and at TeV Energies with a large-sized telescope prototype, LST1, yielding 49 hours of good quality data. In addition, we analyzed 12 years of Fermilat data to better constrain emission of its high energy, HE, counterpart 4FGLJ2108.0+5155. We found an excess, 3.7 sigma, in the LST1 data at energies E greater than 3 TeV. Further analysis in the whole LST1 energy range assuming a point-like source, resulted in a hint, 2.2 sigma, of hard emission which can be described with a single power law with photon index gamma equals 1.6+0.2 between 0.3 to 100 TeV. We did not find any significant extended emission which could be related to a supernova remnant, SNR, or pulsar wind nebula, PWN, in the XMM Newton data, which puts strong constraints on possible synchrotron emission of relativistic electrons. The LST1 and LHAASO observations can be explained as inverse Compton-dominated leptonic emission of relativistic electrons with cutoff energy of 100+70 to 30 TeV. The low magnetic field in the source imposed by the X-ray upper limits on synchrotron emission is compatible with a hypothesis of a TeV halo. Furthermore, the spectral properties of the He counterpart are consistent with a hypothesis of Geminga-like pulsar, which would be able to power the VHE-UHE emission. LST1 and Fermilat upper limits impose strong constraints on hadronic scenario of pi-zero decay dominated emission from accelerated protons interacting with nearby molecular clouds, requiring hard spectral index, which is incompatible with the standard diffusive acceleration scenario. This was multi-wavelength study of the galactic Pavatron candidate LHAASOJ2108+5157 by S. Abe et al.